Okay, as a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in the Ameron emergency protocol, please visit the page website at Ameron.com. This is week 233 of the AmeronNet. Ameron stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help each other in times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Ameron, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project. That's the Ameron Channel 3 Project. That is off the repeaters. We don't use repeaters. It's GMRS FRS 3, MERS 3, CB Channel 3, and there's a ham simplex dedicated to it called the frequency is 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio if you are capable and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Ameron, as I mentioned above, please visit Ameron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local Ameron webpage at soameron.com. That's S-O for Southern Oregon, A-M-R-R-O-N.com. And you'll see local information as well as the early check-in form located right on the front page. Lots of other radio tidbits and information there for you, too.